He said, let's bang this bitch out.
Let's bang this bitch. Let's go balls deep, fellas.
Who are we banging?
This podcast.
Oh.
It's got to be real deep in order for my balls to fit in there.
I love the fact that I can get away with this a little bit easier now.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah, bitch. Welcome to this week's episode. Hey, everyone. Hey, Matt, I know you can't see because you're, you know.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of
Matt's Not Here.
Let's do this. All right, we're back.
Sorry about that, but I couldn't, you know, it's the first time I've been able to get away with that move since, like, season two.
No, it's okay. Wait, you nailed it.
We're live?
Oh, yeah, no, we started recording a little while ago.
Okay. So, first and foremost.
Let's address this elephant in the this ball in the room, this testicle in the room, or not
the
in the room.
Elephant, or rather, no elephant in the room.
The lack of the elephant in the room.
The lack of elephant, for sure. Matt, you're not here today. What the fuck?
What the fuck happened?
Yeah. Fortunately, I couldn't make it down to the studio, so I'm at home recording from my own studio.
So this is from the home studio. So we are technically doing, like, a quote-unquote official, unofficial episode of Matt's Not Here.
Holy shit. Is that what the fuck is going on right now?
Feels weird.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Feels weird. The room is a lot less warm.
It feels weird. It was touching me.
You ever notice it's, like it's less warm?
It definitely is.
Like, less people in their studio, because our studio is quite small.
Right.
The body heat in here is not as present.
Because we don't have that giant ball to give off all that fucking heat.
We need to cue up the I came in like a wrecking ball.
Just that part. Just that part. All right. All right. I've got some editing music to do. I've got some editing to do tonight, I guess.
For sure.
I will cue that up. That will be ready for us.
Oh, my God.
So I want to hop right into this and just acknowledge the fact that this is our first episode since, opening our cult.
Yeah.
Opening, starting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For all of you who are listening to us right now and are on our Facebook, page.
Join the cult.
Shout out to the cult members, the cult of MNH.
Yeah. So even if you're not already following us on Facebook, go ahead and join the cult of MNH. We are definitely putting a lot of love into it.
Yes, let's be real. It's just a place to share, like, fun, fucked up memes. And then, like, it's easier for us to post, hey, we got a new episode out in there, and we'll post the episode in there. And then other than that, it's just dumbass memes and fun jokes and shit. I hope you got thick skin if you're joining the cult in there, because, fuck, it's been open for, what, since Monday, which it gives us, what, 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah, something like that.
And, it's already gotten dark as fuck.
Oh, it's gotten pretty fucking crazy.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
It was, yeah.
It's good, but bad.
One of our members posted a video, I don't want to say, it's difficult because the member is a somewhat sort of contributor to the podcast who goes by a pseudonym, and I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to end his pseudonym, but what he posted, Lewis just showed me, and I died
crazy.
Laughing, and it was great because it was just
fucking insane.
Exactly what I would expect him to post, and I'm going to stop talking about it there because I don't want to give too much away. But yeah, join the cult. Check it out. We're thinking about we got some ideas for the cult. I don't want to talk too much about them yet because we've got to clear them with the three of us. But I do want to say I posted a thing about some fucked up memes, and I said I would give the winner of this fucked up meme thing a shout out and talk about their meme, and they may or may not win a knitted beanie by our silent partner, or who is no longer the silent partner because I fucking said who it was on there.
Is that a thing?
Right?
Are we actually doing that?
The beanie?
I feel like that's up to her.
If she knits it, it's up to her. All I'm going to say is there was one individual who posted damn near all of the memes on this.
Okay. Should I do a drum roll?
Like, I'm looking through. We've got a couple. I'm going to look through them here while we're talking. And I got, there's two by one guy, and then there's like fucking 12 or 10 by another individual that were just fucked up. I do want to say one of my favorites was by the podcast's own Louis Pulido.
I don't count though.
No, you don't. You started that drum roll way too early. I do want to. I'm trying to talk about runner ups and shit. Where you got the one with Jesus as saying, "I rocked Nine Inch Nails before they were a band." Fuck yeah,
or
dude.
Jesus getting his nails done.
Oh yeah, that one too. Jesus getting his nails painted were great. I do want to say the one that won it for me. Before I give this person a shout out, was the meme where it's two people on the phone with headsets, and the quote is, "You hang up, no, you hang up." And both of these individuals are missing not one, but both of their arms. So it's two people with a lack of four arms telling each other to hang up.
Oh,
it's like, fuck.
Shit.
All right, that put her in the lead. And then the other one, which cracked me the fuck up, was when I'm listening to In the Air Tonight and the drum fill starts. Now, we've all heard that song.
Of course.
And then it shows a picture of Chris Brown and it says, "That's me." And then it shows a picture of Rihanna and it says, "The steering wheel." And I had to explain that one to the girlfriend because she didn't get it. Like, I acted it out and everything, and she still didn't get it. And yeah, and then I had to explain that Chris Brown beat the shit out of her, and then she got mad at me for laughing at the joke. And I was like, I had to explain it for you to get it. And now you're mad.
Look, we're not advocating domestic violence, but
no, we are. But
come on, it's been a while.
When the chick's got two black eyes, you know what you got to say, right?
Obviously, nothing. No, you've already told her twice.
Exactly.
As if once wasn't enough.
All right. So the winner.
Did you hear that? He's like, as if once wasn't enough.
Jesus.
Fuck,
Christ.
Man.
So the winner of the
way to make it darker,
fucked
asshole.
Up meme contest, and the winner who gets a small amount of glory. I was gonna say they also win nothing, but we suggested potentially a knitted beanie, a small amount of glory, and a shout out on podcast. Really hope I don't fuck your last name up. But shout out to Amanda Rivera.
All right. Good Yay. Job and congratulations.
We need to figure out a way to make the voice all fucking crazy and it's like you're like in a fucking
we'll get there. We'll get there.
I think we can do that. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But that's something I think I want to do like once a week. Is like some sort of contest within MNH with memes or pictures or something, mm-hmm. and the winner gets like a shout out on the podcast. I know we normally talk about this off air, but I think I'm gonna just pull a whole one third thing and be like, I'm gonna do this. Like y'all, I'm gonna make a post once a week on my. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, you all should go follow. She actually has a meme page on Instagram called Meme Trap Queen 2020.
On Instagram,
so if you guys
right?
want to see some more, yeah. So if you guys want to see some more of those fucked up memes,
and they're all in that dark,
give her a follow.
Vein.
Oh, they're very dark
for the most part, yeah.
Right, and what's her page again?
It is Meme Trap Queen 2020.
I'm gonna go follow that right now.
Can we go ahead and put a link to that?
That link will be we can put that in
put
the
that
comments,
in the episode description.
In the episode description. Yeah,
yeah. Drop it in the episode description.
I'll put that in the description.
Fuck yeah, hell yeah! So she got
Fuck
a little
yeah,
bonus.
You will.
She got a little bonus. Little bonus prize there you get in the episode description. We didn't think about that. Good job, Matt.
Yeah,
she's
about
got
to
some
get
funny
like
ones,
10 new followers.
Some dark ones.
you're gonna get the 10 new followers from us. 9 of which you probably already know,
and 3 of them which are
3
are
of them
us.
3 of them which are us. Yeah, one of which is me right now.
I guess I should do it too.
Go ahead, do it right now, Matt. Or fucking Lewis.
What are we doing?
Why'd we say three new ones as if Matt's not already following her?
I'm sure he's doing more than just that.
No, I'm just following on Instagram.
Yeah, fucking stalker. It's not the only thing you're following, huh?
God, you guys have to all make this weird and uncomfortable.
Oh, God, we really
Look,
we
Matt,
really
what
do.
I was trying to say is... Yeah.
So when's the OnlyFans come out, homie?
Oh, jeez.
We're going to get sued.
What, Jesus. I had an OnlyFans meme. What was it?
We're going to get sued.
What was it?
For our $20.
For our $20.
We're going to get sued for our
$20. It's going to be a lot more than $20.
Not our $20. Please don't touch our $20. We've earned those $20. Oh, jeez. Watch anchors like, we're going to rescind all that.
Oh, shit. All right. So, you know, speaking of memes, like, we were doing them last season where we were, like, making the memes to advertise the show. I was making them, and I fucking slacked this season.
Yeah, you did.
I slacked
hard. Had one job.
One, yeah, as if I didn't already have, like, three other jobs.
At least we have jobs.
Oh!
You know what? You know what? I'm a free wild Mustang roaming the open frontier.
So wait, what I hear from this is you're about to run into a crowd of people and flip over.
What? No, I'm not a... Well...
You just said you're a free wild Mustang, man. Come on. Come on. You're the only other car guy in here. You don't get that?
It's funny. Well, I'm a Nissan guy, so I'm thinking Frontier. Then I caught on to it, and I was like, oh, wait. Mustang.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, here's the OnlyFans meme. It says when you make a fake OnlyFans with your baby mama's nudes to pay her child support.
Wow.
That's what you do just before you go to jail.
Wish I had known that.
Yeah.
All right, this just took a dark fucking turn. We had plan of what we were going to talk about.
Get some help.
Yeah, there you go. Know, we should all get some help.
We should all get some help. Follow that advice.
It's going to be a...
Stop it. Get some help.
It's going to be a fucking...
And we want you to give us some help with topics. So go ahead and join the cult and send us some topics every week.
All right.
All right, yeah. Matt.
Join the cult of MNH.
It's really just a fan club.
It's barely even that. It's a fucking meme group on Facebook with like 12 people.
I mean, if we get enough people.
Except I'm not in enough of those already.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, we got more than 12 people. We're almost coming up to 20 people now.
Holy shit. We have almost as many plays as we get a week. So I did want to like kind of talk about the ideas and what we have plans for the group.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. Was that Matt or did you just stop?
I think that was Matt.
I opened up the Facebook group and Bri just posted. So for those of you who are in the group, he had asked what combination of two people to make in Photoshop. He made one and it was, remember how I said one of Biden and Harris? It was, you thought you voted for Biden, but the mask fooled you and it's Biden pulling his mask down and the face is like Harris.
Oh my god.
That's clever.
I was hoping for what I suggested.
Wow.
That might be in the works.
I was hoping for what I suggested. Oh, nice.
That's nice. Fucking good.
Yeah, no, so I had suggested the three of us as one person, which I thought would have been funny and creepy, but hopefully that's in the works.
Honestly, I feel like there's potential with this group.
Oh yeah.
Because just we're adding all the people that we know are just fucking
fucked up
assholes and fucked up and like we're all gonna other's humor. So
I have to be really careful inviting people going down my list of friends.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't invite family.
I have to make sure I don't accidentally invite coworkers as well. Cause like there's one coworker I know I can invite, but I've got a couple coworkers.
I don't have that problem anymore.
I like how he suggested we kind of steer clear of that topic, and he's the one bringing it up every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's more of the semantics of the topic and not the topic itself.
Fair enough. We can openly say that Matt is what's a fancy way to say this?
I have more free time, so slide in those DMs.
Oh, that's hey.
Fucking A, dude. All right.
Ain't nobody going to be sliding into your DMs.
They're going to slide into your booty hole.
Hey.
That's reserved.
For who? What's his name?
Nobody right now. Definitely not a him.
What's her name? You know what? We'll save that for Patreon.
We'll save that for Patreon.
So back onto what I was trying to say, like the idea I had for this group was, you know, literally like once we made it, I was like, dude, we can use this to not only promote the fucking show, but, to get ideas from everybody. Where do you guys want to see the group go?
Yeah. And get people involved.
Exactly, exactly.
Which makes the podcast better for our listeners. If they're involved, they're more likely to listen.
Exactly, and then we can get more people to send in, you know, fucking clips and shit. And I really want like this to be a conversation with everybody as opposed to... Well,
I want to make this a podcast for the people.
Exactly.
Really is what it is. It's
because that's what we are. We're people.
We're just regular people.
That sounded so much more profound in my head.
You and I, we're regular beer-drinking people. Hard-working,
blue-collared,
red-blooded Americans.
Except you're wearing a red-collared t-shirt.
You know what, motherfucker? You could have lied. People can't see me.
I don't lie.
They can't. Yeah, you do. You're a magician.
No, magicians
are
the
most... That's literally your job.
Magicians have the most honest job in the world.
Your job is to lie to people.
I walk out on stage, I tell you I'm going to lie to you, and then I do.
But you lie.
Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
And you get away with it.
That's true.
I'm honest about it.
You're a great liar.
Frighteningly good. It scares me sometimes.
It scares me sometimes, too, because... I think you're being honest with me when really you're not.
No, I'm lying.
And it's hurting my feelings.
Fuck your feelings, faggot.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. So
it's 2020. Y'all should be used to the fuck your feelings.
Fucking snowflakes.
Yeah, for real.
Anyways, I will be right back. I think DoorDash is here.
Oh. So.
Fuck your DoorDash.
Matt's going to get his food. Matt, what are you eating for us?
Chicken, not wings, because there's no bones in them. And,
So chicken nuggets.
Chicken wrap, buffalo. I mean, basically, vegan chicken wings and buffalo chicken wraps.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
All right, go get it.
Go get your shit.
Matt, Lewis, and I are going to talk about the fact that...
We're going to talk about the fact that vegans calling fucking vegan food anything other than...
Plants.
Plant-based this and that.
Right.
Okay, why call it vegan chicken? No, it is not vegan chicken.
It's not chicken.
It is not a vegan hot dog. It is not a vegan steak.
You can say
steak.
It's chicken-flavored Brussels sprouts or whatever.
Right. But don't fucking call it an animal product. It's not
product. Okay, do you know why?
Because to make it more appealing.
That, and it's also easier to write. Think of how much space you need on your billboard or on your fucking whatever to write chicken-flavored dick cheese, right? You got all that space.
But here's the thing.
You can just write chicken dick cheese.
Well, here's the thing. I've got a perfect solution for that. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Just don't be fucking vegan. Simple as that.
Simple. Pretty simple. But some people have dietary issues where they can't.
Okay, I understand. Look, here's the thing.
Matt just chooses. I don't want to talk shit on Matt until he gets back. But
we can talk shit on Matt.
No, but but I'd prefer to do it when he's back. So I'll wait to say that. I'll wait to say it. I know certain people who for dietary reasons, they
That's fine.
Don't eat meat.
Well, that's fine.
And when they do, like... It fucks them up.
I've known people as well who can't eat meat. It physically upsets them.
So I get that. But the people who are like, oh, I'm vegan because it's cruel to the animals. Man, fuck those animals. That motherfucker would eat you in a heartbeat if it had the opportunity to. If that chicken liked meat and you died, that chicken would eat your asshole.
It is survival of the fittest, my friend.
Right. And we've just figured out how to farm our animals.
Exactly.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Who fucking cares? How do you scramble the egg?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Or when you
use milk or no milk?
It depends on how many
a little
eggs.
Butter in mine.
It depends on how many eggs I have.
I use a pat.
Depends on how fluffy you want them.
Yeah, if I only have like one or two, I'm gonna put a dash of milk in that bitch.
Yeah,
and then
definitely makes it fluffier.
Yeah,
it gives it a nice.
Fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say. I was gonna
add a little pat of butter in there and just like mix it up. It gives it a nice flavor.
Have you seen the Gordon Ramsay way of making eggs?
Oh, dude, that's where I learned
in the pan.
That was a good one.
Butter.
Yeah.
He uses a nub of butter.
A nub of butter and then creme fraiche.
Oh, creme fraiche.
I've never had that. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It literally translates to fresh cream.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I
can speak France.
Yes.
Creme fraiche.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, je parle un peu de français. Et vous?
Un poquito.
That's Spanish. You want <know. laughs>
I know. That's why I like doing it.
Sacrebleu. Little known fact, there are literally no Frenchmen that say Sacre Bleu.
Little known fact, the majority of our listener base is from France, and we definitely appreciate you guys.
Oui.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We haven't checked that. I haven't checked that in a minute. So for those of you wondering, we have this thing on on our podcast hosting thing that tells us where our listeners are. And for like a brief moment, I don't know how big it is. I haven't checked in a while.
It's like 40%.
Like 40% of it says 40% of our listeners are from France.
Which, oh no, I think it's like 60.
Holy shit! It's which not which that high. Trips us out because okay, A, we actually 52%. Have some listeners. We actually have some listeners from France, or two, someone's using a VPN, and I'm more inclined to believe it's that one. Like I would much.
Oh, it's most definitely a VPN.
Because. Who the fuck? Unless, of course.
52% though. 45 is the United States.
52%.
Fuck. Unless, of course.
And then we got Ireland, United Kingdom, Germany, Russia, Denmark, Netherlands, Panama, Israel, Poland, Philippines, Singapore, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and Greece.
This is so crazy to me. Like the fact that we have this.
Who the fuck is listening to this show?
Yo, if you really legit. Okay. All right. Look. If you really are from France. Or these places,
or Singapore, or Greece,
or you're
or
not
Israel.
Using and you're not using a VPN. Go to Instagram, type in at Matt's Not Here Podcast. Send us a message on the Instagram. Send us a video message. Send us a voice message. Go to the Instagram. Click on the link. Go to our link tree and send us a fucking anchor message, and we'll put you on the podcast. I really, really, really do want to hear from the listeners, like. I don't even if you're from fucking Alabama, Florida, California, I don't give a fuck. Send us a message. I want to hear where you're from, but especially if you're from outside of the US, because it trips me the fuck out that there's people outside of the country we have, you know, we're born and raised
that's odd.
Listening to our podcast. I think it's cool as fuck. It's still, I will never get over the fact we can do this till we're 80, and I will still trip out on the fact that people outside of this country. Kind of give a fuck about what we say and listen to what we say and enjoy our podcast.
Our voice has been heard outside
across,
this country.
We can now say.
Except for Canada, because they're kind of like us, just a lot nicer.
They are, eh?
What are you talking about?
But we can now say we're a worldwide podcast.
Worldwide?
We're listening.
We're an international podcast.
Oh my God. Can we start doing that? Can we like next season do a promotional thing where we're like super arrogant and we're like, oh, next season we're professional as fuck. We only wear suits in all of our photos and we're an international worldwide podcast organization.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, baby. That's right.
Louis, do you even own a suit?
I got one you could borrow.
Are we talking about a gimp suit or?
I got one you could borrow.
You mean
the one that you wear at funerals?
A formal suit. You know, no, I might have one of those.
I got one you can borrow.
All right, right on.
Like he's gonna fit in that.
I might have to lose more than that, but hey, dude, I'm thinking about tying fucking lead balloons to you. Make sure you don't fly away.
Fuck you! I'm not that light.
Yeah, you are, motherfucker.
Speaking of flying away, have you guys seen that little video of the little chihuahua with the balloons tied to him, and he's like walking?
What?
Okay, so this girl's walking her dog, and she's got like a bunch of balloons tied to her chihuahua. And it's a tiny little fucking like pocket chihuahua. Dog's walking.
I had one of those.
And the, and the dog. I swear to God, this dog's got like five or six balloons tied to it, and the fucking dog starts picking up and like lifting up, and like starts flying away. But luckily, she has like a leash. Like I saw that and was like.
And I'm over here interrupting, screaming, no, 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 because he did do the photo of us three. And Brett, you're not going to like it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he did. Oh, my God. He posted it. Oh, God. I'm okay. We're about to take care of a.
So, y'all.
You motherfucker. You son of a bitch, Bri. Fucking. You fucking fuck.
I'm just going to laugh at it.
God damn it. I'm. Okay, Bri. When I suggested the photo, I meant morphing all of us into one human. God damn it.
Wait, I
on the side
it.
Note, this he's is like, great. I didn't shift your eyes right, Louis. Sorry, this you look is, a little cross-eyed.
This is great. Oh my God, dude. Not at all what I had in mind, but fucking hilarious. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God.
All what I had in mind. Louis, I need you to talk for a minute because I'm kind of shell shocked.
Wait, I'm looking at the picture.
Did
right
I take your breath away?
I love it. I fucking love it, Bri. You're the best.
Fuck, dude.
I love how I'm just looking all like
you're just watching,
all disapprovingly as well. Oh my God!
Wow,
this is the best thing I've seen. all fucking year.
And Lewis, you do look cross-eyed.
Oh, for sure.
My comment. You know Lewis so well.
Wow. Holy
hey,
shit.
I'm not cross-eyed.
He just sits back and watches the madness.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. That would holy be shit. Me. Yeah, that you know what? Me. Matt, it would be you and I doing some weird-ass shit.
We wouldn't be doing that.
No, not that. He did really good at cropping out the fucking hammer, at cropping out the fire, at making Lewis look slightly aroused.
You did a good job on the Biden-Harris one. That one was really
Jesus
clean.
Jesus fuck. All right.
Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into this episode. Sorry for our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, but if you want to know what we're talking about, you can go to Facebook and join the cult of MNH. You do have to answer one question. It's a very simple question.
Two questions.
Is it two questions? Is it two questions now?
It's now two questions.
Okay. The first question is,
what does MNH stand for?
And the second question is,
is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, God damn it. You made that an actual
question. Yeah, I did.
All right, tell the...
That one has no right or wrong answer. It's just, I want to hear your opinion.
Oh, okay. Awkward silence for a minute. Yeah, and Lewis and I were looking at each other trying to figure out what the fuck that noise was outside the studio. For those of you who don't know what the answer to the first question is, what fucking podcast are you listening to?
Not the Joe Rogan experience.
For those
for
of you
sure.
listening to this, or for those of you who want to know the second answer, you just heard there's no right or wrong answer. So answer those two questions, you'll get approved, and then you can see this weird fucking photo that is weird.
I might just make that our cover photo.
Please don't.
It's so good.
This just took any, like...
Oh, shit, man.
I have an image of how I look when I perform and, like, I do magic. The magician side of me. I have this image in my head of the magician side of me, and this just fucked that all up. Like, I really hope that people who hire me as a magician never find this podcast.
I fucking love it, though.
It is
just the best.
Fucking hell, dude.
I fucking love it.
All right.
In fact, I'm going to save it.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Hey, Matt.
What's up?
Okay, I was just making sure you were still there.
Okay, actually, you know what? While we're on the topic of Bri, who fucking went ahead and did this amazing Photoshop, he actually suggested we talk about something today.
Oh, he made us say awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get some shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
Oh my God, shoes.
More specifically, sorry about that, Velcro shoes.
What was his comment exactly? Because it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, hold up.
And I have a feeling it might have... I can relate to it via my...
His top... His comment, I'm sorry, was, what about why Velcro shoes are only for kids? I wish adult Velcro shoes didn't mean you can't wipe your own ass. It's kind of true.
They don't.
It's kind of true.
What's stopping him from wearing them?
Well, nothing. It's just society.
Exactly.
Society is stopping you from wearing
them. Bri, if you get them, and then we get like 142.6 other people to get them, we can skew that belief.
For sure.
All right, so real MNH cult members rock Velcro shoes.
Down.
All right, if you want to be a real member of the cult of MNH, get yourself some Velcro shoes.
Black Velcro shoes.
Black Velcro shoes, and they got to be the ones from Walmart.
Yes.
The ones that are like $10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are we talking like three Velcro strips or two?
Doesn't matter, as long as they're Velcro. Or
one giant one.
One giant one.
Look,
if you can find
whatever
them.
Makes you happy, princess.
One giant one if you can find them. Three if you got it. And, you know, two if you can.
Well, it's like on the shoe topic. Like, what about light-up shoes?
Fuck yeah. If you got light-up
or
shoes.
Heelys.
If you got light-up, if you got light-up shoes and you can prove to me that you wear them every day, I will give you our Patreon episodes for free. I'll give you two of our Patreon episodes for free, not all of them. You get two episodes for free.
Just two.
Just two.
You'll have a free for life Patreon if you give us some fucking soap shoes. What were those called?
If you pull through and you give us each a pair of soaps, you get Patreon free for life. I'm a 10 and a half.
I wear 11 to 12. If they run small, then I would wear 13.
If you got soaps, not Damn, only
you motherfuckers got some big feet.
If you got soaps and you hook three of us up, not only will you get Patreon for life, I will perform at your next 5 birthday parties for free.
And a quinceañera.
And one quinceañera.
Mm-hmm. How about Sweet 16, though? How do you feel about that?
No. They're getting 5 birthday parties and a quinceañera.
Okay, I think that's
a lot. That's a lot.
That's fair. Honestly, that's fair. Yeah. The quinceañera alone, dude. I mean, you guys.
Yeah,
you're going to get such exposure at that one.
I don't want to get exposed.
No, you don't. Well, Brett would expose himself at a quinceañera.
Lewis, come on. There you go. Lewis is over here fucking up his jokes with his fucking button.
No, I wasn't fucking up a joke. I was just trying to see how I could set it up. But you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come right back.
Oh, okay. We'll be back.
Well, thank you for the offer, but I'm going to have to happily decline.
What offer exactly were you declining? I'm confused.
Well, the one I just made. Matt can suck my left fucking nut.
I feel flattered, but, you know, not my kind of thing. I prefer the right nut.
No, you don't get a preference. You know what you do get? You get to come back from that
ad break! And welcome back, everybody. Shout out to our main sponsor, Zah. What were you about to say? The ad that they just heard?
Our main sponsor
Were you about to say the ad they just heard?
Well, yeah,
I guess, they just heard us all. They just heard us suck Anchor's nut.
Without them, we wouldn't be a podcast.
Right, and shout out Anchor. Yeah. All right, fine. Okay. Shout out to the sponsor you just heard.
But also shout out to
our main sponsor.
If you guys want to start your own podcast, visit.
Fucking damn it. I'm trying to shout out the one sponsor who we actually know.
Wow.
The one sponsor who actually gives us free shit. The one sponsor who actually cares about us. The one sponsor who has an amazing Facebook, an amazing Instagram, which you can follow at Zombie Killer Clothing. The one sponsor you can follow on Facebook at Confessions of a Zombie Killer. The one sponsor who has an amazing shirt design you can find. I thought that was going to go on longer. God damn it. You fucked up my flow, you dickweed. Shout out to Zombie Killer
Clothing.
Wow.
That drain just went on forever.
So, yeah, shout out Zombie Killer Clothing.
Mm-hmm. So, if anybody wants to start a hardcore band, I'm here.
Just waiting to.
No, technically you're not here.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Come on, read the fucking name on the tin.
So before we went on our break, we were discussing all these different. We were talking about Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
How about all these other items that?
Heelys.
Like Heelys, exactly. Or the what is
the
it?
Soaps?
LA Lights.
Do you guys... LA Lights. What the fuck's LA Lights?
LA Lights is if you grew up ghetto. But is it? The Skechers with the lights.
Light up Skechers.
Oh. Light up Skechers. Yeah. You know, they're fun items, and it's so unfortunate that as an adult, it gets frowned upon if you wear them. I feel like it shouldn't.
Sorry about that. Just hit my hat. But yeah, no.
Yeah, jackass.
Well, like Heelys. Like, I saw a whole family in a supermarket when I was younger, and the mom had Heelys, the dad had Heelys, and the daughter and the son both had Heelys.
That's kind of fresh.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that's cool.
That's kind of fresh. Like a whole family just healing.
We used to get kicked out of the Central Park Library for going around that circle.
What's the verb for that? Healing?
Healing.
Healing.
I think it would be healing.
Yeah, no, it's
way to make it racist.
What about that was racist?
Everything.
You implied it was racist, thus making it racist.
All right, so moving on.
Really quick, Brett.
Wow. Yeah, what?
Do you remember that kid in high school that had Heelys?
It's great.
I do.
Your lawn is looking amazing.
Thank you, senor.
Well, how about we talk about things that we used to hate as kids, but now enjoy as adults, like spanking.
Like nap time? Oh.
What?
Wow.
Nap time.
Wow.
Wow, Matt. Look,
man.
We all know You like spanking. And if you want to know more, go ahead and check out our Patreon episode. But nap time. Fucking love nap time, dude. When I get home from work, love me a good nap. Fuck yeah. Mm. You know what else I love? That I hated as a kid?
What? What could you possibly... Oh!
Time outs. I don't know where I was going with that joke.
I really don't know where we were going with that joke either. What other things did we enjoy as children and or not enjoy as children, but we enjoy as adults? Well, drinking?
Alcohol. Fucking hated booze when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Had the worst hangovers.
Okay, here's the thing. I could actually see that happening.
No, actually, I actually never drank as a kid. I was that kid who was I'm never touching booze because my parents were alcoholics and it was an issue. And then I found out why they drank. It's just delicious and it's fun.
The reason they drank was you.
That too. Speaking of which, we should go get that other beer.
Yeah, we should go get it for sure.
You can get out of this easier than I can.
Okay, I'm going to go get it. Right, keep the
I'm going to try to talk
busy.
To the people.
Well, Matt, jump in anytime.
Matt,
so
talk.
I got one. I had one. Okay, Christmas. Getting socks for Christmas.
Mm. Getting socks for Christmas, once you're like 20 and up, getting socks for Christmas is the best gift ever. Like, brand new socks are the shit. Like, yeah. You're getting any clothing, to be honest, for Christmas is like, fuck yeah. You don't realize how expensive that shit is until you're like, you know, older and you gotta go buy your own fucking shit.
I got a pair of Levi's. I'm like fucking stoked. That made my whole holiday.
Dude, I haven't worn Levi's in so long. I would love a pair of like fresh brand new Levi's. I think it would be awesome.
What about watching documentaries or the cooking channel?
Okay, that's the thing. As a kid, hated the cooking channel. Hated every cooking show as a kid. As I get older, fucking love cooking shows. Like, I'll sit down and watch some Rachel Ray all day long. No shame. Learn how to make a nice casserole or some shit. Like, yeah. And then like a David Attenborough documentary.
Yo, Rachel Ray is my shit.
Right?
As I walked in, I heard Rachel Ray.
Yeah,
and I was
Rachel
Ray is my
shit. Yeah. As a kid, hated that shit.
Oh, yeah. No, because it was boring as fuck. It didn't apply to you.
I have vivid memories coming home from middle school.
Right.
And, like, the time the schedule in Florida was on point. I'd get home at almost the exact same time every day. And my mom would be watching Rachel Ray at the time, like, right when I got home.
So how did you get home, by the way? Did you travel by Gator or school bus?
School bus, and then there's a Gator waiting at the bus stop that you hop on. And then you ride that. You ride that till the Flamingo transportation point. Once you get to that point, you hop off the Gator, you hop on the Flamingo, and you can fly the rest of the way if you lived out in the bayou. But I lived in the suburbs.
I think that's only
area.
If you were bougie as fuck, weren't it?
No. The Flamingos were bougie. The Gators were kind of bayou. Okay. If you were lucky to have both, you had both. I got off at the transfer center where you could hop on the Flamingo, but I didn't need to. I'd hop off at the transfer center. It would be closer to my house. I could just walk. And then by the time I got home, Rachel Ray was on, and my mom was watching that. So, like, I associate Rachel Ray with, like, my childhood, right?
Well, that solves that mystery.
Yeah, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You guys
it?
Have any more to elaborate
on cooking shows?
Things you hated as a kid, but, like, as an adult?
Well, things I hated as a kid,
Like, going shopping for everyday items? Like, oh, my God, I'm so stoked.
Things I hated as a kid. Here's a big one. As a kid, I hated being home. As an adult, I kind of like being at home.
Don't want to go anywhere.
I kind of like being home. Not going to lie. Like, little by little.
Long car rides.
You know, here's the thing. Like, little by little, as I've grown older, I've noticed that I like being at home.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love going out. I still love hanging out
with
you guys.
Yeah, I love hanging out with people,
but
it's got to be dope to get me out of the house. If it's not this.
For sure.
Or, like, meeting up with y'all or going out with my chick, it's got to be something awesome to drag me out of the house.
Right.
If I'm in the middle of a movie and you hit me up at noon, like, hey, let's go to the bar, and I'm going to finish this movie.
I'm over bars, dude.
And then I might start the next movie.
Yeah.
Like, only reason I liked going to bars in the past was like, hey, I get to work on magic.
Only reason I liked going to bars in the past was like, I got free drinks because I knew a lot of people at the bar, and they would be like, that hey, too. Let's have a drink. Here, let me buy you a shot.
That, too. I can't tell you how many times I've been to, like, the bar and gotten free drinks because of magic or because of the people I was with or, like...
I got to know a lot of people.
I remember going with a listener of the podcast. I don't know if she still listens, but her and I went to the bar one night, right? Having a good time. And this guy was, like, he like, fronted himself as if he was a cop. But he worked in the police department, in the department, not as an officer, but he worked in the Starbucks at the police department, because they had a Starbucks in this police department. And the bartender let us know, and we're like, because he was fronting it, right? And so the bartender leans in, and he's like, he's a fucking coffee server. And shows us his card. And he hands us his fucking debit card, and he's like, go get us some shots. And we looked at each other like, this dude just fucked up.
Ooh.
And we ordered... so many shots, bro. I didn't realize what was going on until, like, I walk up, and she turns around, hands me two shots, and goes, hand them to so-and-so. And I turn around, and I hand the two shots to so-and-so. And I turn back, and I got two more. She goes, hand these two back. And I turn around, and I hand the two shots back, and I'm like, hand these two back. And I turn around, and she's handing me two more. Bro, she ordered, like, 10 or, like, 12 shots of whiskey. And, yeah, we ran this motherfucker's tab up because he was being a douchebag.
Oh, that's and, a like, huge tab. Oh,
especially at the bar. He was being a douchebag. Yeah. He was lying about a bunch of shit. He was being kind of an asshole. And so we ran his tab up, and we bought, like, 12 well, see, shots, and we got fucked up.
Here's the thing. Like, this is how I knew I became part of the bar.
And she had matching shoes with him.
You know you're part of the bar when you become part of the gossip at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
When I showed up to the bar, and they were like, hey, we heard you did this and this and this with this person. I'm like, what?
I got to stop going to the bar.
Well, that, and I was dating the bartender, too, so it's like,
oh shit!
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That really didn't help either.
I saw this thing online. It was kind of funny. This this online personality, and he's like got this thing like things that only happen in small town bars. And there's a local bar here that's kind of similar to a small town bar that I used to frequent a bit much. And it's one of those things that I love is like when the bartender steps out. And someone's like, "Oh man, I'm out of beer." And like, "Oh, I got you." And you just go ahead and hop behind the bar and grab one, and serve yourself.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be done?
I mean,
have I been doing it wrong this whole fucking time?
You're not supposed to go behind the bar, Lewis.
Whoops. Yeah, well, nobody ever told me.
Yeah, no. But yeah, it was funny. All right, let's try this Smirnoff Ice Smash.
Oh, you're trying to find more things.
Sorry, we're drinking.
Whoops.
Beer.
I'm trying to find more things, and I'm on Google, and then I see one that says it's okay to hate your kids sometimes.
Yo, fuck kids.
Hey, excuse you? I have two.
Look. It's like, I love kids. They're great. I can't wait to
You
not,
work with them.
I love kids. They're great. I can't wait to not be a parent one day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's like it's like things you hated as a kid. Other kids.
Kids.
Things you hate as an adult.
Kids.
Some things never change.
That's true. That's very goddamn true. You know what doesn't change, though?
Your upper lip.
That, too. That was funny. As a kid, you loved cartoons. As an adult,
I love cartoons.
You love cartoons. And you know which cartoon came back, which I'm fucking happy about?
Oh, my God, yes. Say it.
The fucking Animaniacs, yes. Bitch.
I spent all of last week watching
Dude, the Animaniacs. Did you?
The new episodes? Yeah.
Oh, I binge-watched it.
I had last week off. Monday, first day off. Got stoned as fuck and watched all of it. Well, dude, I watched it in like 2 days.
It was amazing.
But it's so good.
Loved it.
Matt, did you see the new Animaniacs yet?
No, I need Lewis's login.
Your broke ass can get your own goddamn login.
Yeah, I say that as I remember have. That one. I love how I agreed
when
with that as I have
your Disney Plus.
I talk shit as I have Lewis's Hulu and Matt's Disney Plus and my girlfriend's Netflix. I don't think I'm paying for a single streaming service. No, I have Shudder.
Amazon.
I have Shudder.
All I'm going to say is like it was
you have your own Prime account?
It was the most amazing
thing. I don't
thing.
Have that. I have my girlfriend's Prime account.
How amazing did it feel for you guys when you're sitting right there in front of the computer and this comes on?
It's time for Animaniacs.
It felt great. Besides, I wasn't in front of the computer.
Computer and watch that.
I was in front
YouTube?
Of the TV.
I'm gonna be laying in bed watching that shit.
Yeah, I was laying in bed on TV watching TV.
I just want to point out the new theme song. Check it out.
Yeah, and the new theme song,
Matt, shut up,
is just as subliminal as the old one.
Meets Piggy and the Brain, who wants to rule the universe. A brand new cast who tested well in focus group research. Gender balance, pronoun neutral, and ethnically diverse. The trolls will say we're so passe, but we didn't matter first. We're Animaniacs. You should see our new contracts. We're zany to the max. There's glory in our slacks. We're Animani, totally insane-y.
Have no shamey.
Animani.
Okay, can we break this down? Let's break this down.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Let's break
this down.
Watch
us on the rise as we get monetized for playing that track.
He's got a point.
What?
We're Matt's Not Here podcast. Subscribe to our podcast.
Real fast. Check Follow out us on our Patreon.
Please subscribe to our Patreon because we're not going to make any money on this episode because it's playing contracted stuff.
It's fine. I'm sure no
we're
one's
so
listening.
Small, no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah, I'm sure no one's listening.
Warner Brothers is going to fuck us before we even publish this.
No, yeah. We'll publish it. We'll get real big, and then they'll come.
Yeah, once we get
it's once
money.
We get big, but by then I'll be like, fuck you guys, we pulled out the cash, we're done.
Yeah, we got the money off that. Go ahead, delete that episode. We don't give a fuck. It was a shit episode anyway.
Yeah, we had no fucking plan that day. We just started talking.
That's like
and hope for
that's
the best.
Like every episode though.
Well, no, we typically have a plan, but today we just didn't have a plan.
We kind of winged it.
Well, Matt decided to pop on it.
Speaking of plans,
pop in last minute with I'm not gonna be able to make it
speaking
in.
Speaking of plans, we
what
have
plans?
A general outline.
We have plans.
We have a general outline, and I think one of the general outlines has to do with this thing that we do, where we have this guy come in, right?
Oh, that's right.
And I'm looking for.
I forget what it's called.
Oh, let me go get him. Let me go get him.
All right, I think he's here. Hold on a minute.
Did he remember we were recording today?
Hey, Ben, you ready?
You wake up tomorrow, the year is 2250. You can't remember anything except you ate a huge mushroom back in 2020.
What?
Okay, normally the episode of Stoner Talk with Bend Over is him getting stoned and, like, you ever notice, like, dogs have fur or some shit. I'm sorry, can you play that one more time?
I'm going to play it one more time because even I have to hear it one more time. Hold up.
It's green.
Here, ready?
You wake up tomorrow. The year is 2250. You can't remember anything except you ate a huge mushroom back in 2020.
Wait.
Okay.
2250?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some sort of Rip Van Winkle fucking situation
is
going on here?
Is he asking what we would do or is he just saying, hey, this is going to happen?
Are you implying we were in like some sort of cryo chamber for fucking... 200 years?
You know what? I think he's implying that
did
he was baked as fuck.
Did the mushroom send us to the future?
Or did the mushroom send him to the past and think that he was in 2020 and woke up in, you know...
2250, right? So is he saying that right now we're all in 2250 and we all collectively ate a mushroom and we're envisioning a shitty 2020? I'm so confused.
Oh, shit, dude. 2020
is this all
to
a dream?
So confused.
You know what? There's been days where 2020 feels like a fucking dream to me. Well, not a dream, a fucking nightmare.
Dude, I had a hardcore deja vu like four times today.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't deja vu. You're probably shifting realities. Did you eat any mushrooms?
Right? Deja vu, like I had, you know, the fucking cross, the cross of realities, timelines.
What?
Stepped over each other.
But if Harambe already died, what does it matter?
Dicks out.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Always.
My dick's already out.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
And this is actually a question suggested by one of our listeners, a longtime listener, Yoli.
Yoli.
She asked me today.
Okay.
And she wants to hear your guys' opinion.
Okay.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Fuck yes.
Yes, no? Yes, of course.
I say yes.
Yes.
I say fuck yes.
Okay, look. It's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place on Christmas.
Right.
It is a Christmas movie.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the standards for a Christmas movie are very, not the standards, the criteria for a movie to be a Christmas movie, in my opinion, are very low. It just has to be a movie that takes place on Christmas. It doesn't necessarily have to be about Santa going to each house and dropping shit off, or Tim Allen murdering Santa Claus, taking over his body and becoming the anthropomorphic version of Santa, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
That? Yes.
but it's a movie that takes place on Christmas.
Right.
It's a great movie, by the way. I gotta get the lady to watch that.
You know, if Die Hard's a Christmas movie, then so is Batman Returns and Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and Edward Scissorhands.
Does Edward Scissorhands take place on Christmas?
At the end, yeah.
At the end, no. But see, the entirety of the movie takes place around Christmas time, or at least on Christmas.
That's true.
I don't know if I can consider Edward Scissorhands a Christmas movie.
No, I wouldn't consider it a Christmas movie. Now, here's the thing.
What were the other ones you listed, Matt?
Batman Returns. Edward Scissorhands.
Returns. No.
They lead up to that.
They lead up to. They're in winter. Harry
Home
Potter.
Alone. What about Home Alone?
Fuck yeah.
Home Alone. Fuck yeah.
Harry Potter, one of the Sorcerer's Stone, that's a Christmas one. That's the Christmas Harry Potter.
I would be so bold as to say that's correct.
Yeah. What about,
but here's the thing. Weapon? Here's one. Okay. This one. Is this considered a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
Yes. I already know what you're going to say, and yes. It's both.
Yes. Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's both.
It's both, right?
It's a Halloween movie.
So it's perfect.
It's a Christmas movie.
And I love it. It's one of these family traditions that I have.
You watch them both
with my
right?
kids.
You watch them both, right?
Every Halloween with my kids, yep. We watch Nightmare Before Christmas. And every Christmas, my kids, we watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. All right. Let's circle back real quick. Mm-hmm. I mentioned
Let's
it
circle jerk what?
Let's circle jerk real quick. The Tim Allen Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Oh, The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Tim Allen straight up murders, unintentionally, it's negligent manslaughter.
Right.
It's not first degree manslaughter. It's
Nobody talks about it either.
It's negligent homicide.
Right.
He murders Santa.
Straight up.
Santa's last thing he does is, from the dead, give Tim Allen a creepy fucking thumbs up before his soul fucking embodies Tim Allen's character, whatever his name is, Scott something or other, whose initials are still, that's the thing, his initials are SC. That was a funny thing. I didn't realize it until I was watching him think about it. So he murders Santa Claus, takes him over, fucking this dude becomes Santa, right? Fucks his whole diet up, eats a bunch of sweets and shit, and then has to go to the North Pole to do all this. Okay, cool, whatever. Crazy thing. We'll unpack part of that later. My main question is this. If you remember in the movie, the elves teleport themselves to the dude's house to talk to the kid.
Right.
Why the fuck aren't the elves delivering the fucking presents, those lazy bitches? They make Santa fly around when they could just grab the shit and teleport?
Because they're unionized.
So much faster.
They're unionized.
Yeah, they're unionized.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they could use the union to get more candy from Santa to do part of his job. That fat motherfucker works one day a year.
Right. One day a year.
What are they getting paid?
They work all year.
And so they have the one day off?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah. Well, they could make all the toys.
So you want them to work all fucking year? What's wrong with you? This isn't fucking slave labor. This isn't fucking China.
Circle back. Tim Allen and the whole him, you know,
murdering Santa.
Killing Santa Claus, right? Is it really murder of another human being if Santa doesn't have a social security number?
Oh.
And the body does disappear, so there is no proof of the murder.
Mm-hmm. That's corpus delicti.
Except for the fact that we see it and his kid sees it. How fucked up would his kid be if his kid, first of all, obviously believes Santa's real. The excitement of seeing Santa in person and then watching your dad negligently murder Santa, that's going to fuck you up for life. that they just kind of gloss over.
Santa Claus and then finding out that it was a lie.
Right, believing. Does he find out it's a lie in the movie?
Can we talk about how Santa is a voyeur?
Hold up.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He watches you jerk off and blow some guy named Jake.
Wait, what?
You guys...
What?
Oh, you guys have a different Santa
song? No.
Yeah, completely different.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
I feel like that was a Freudian slip.
He does run around screaming, ho, ho, ho.
Okay, but yeah, no. So...
Is there something you want to tell us there,
Brett? No, there's not. Look, State Farm.
Wow, Jake from State Farm, eh? Khakis. Wow, at least went big.
It's the khakis.
Can we talk about Gremlins?
What about Gremlins?
Okay, what about Gremlins? Hold up.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Because he does get the Mogwai for Christmas.
That's
true. Yeah, Billy. Billy.
Fuck.
Billy.
That's true.
I think I know what I'm going to watch tonight.
God damn it, Yoli. Thanks for sparking this fucking
debate.
Fuck
yeah, Yoli. Thank you. Shout out. Yoli, again, you get shouts like every episode.
She definitely gets a shout out every episode. I feel like she's getting a shout out every episode.
Because
fucking gratuitous shout outs for sure.
For sure. This is a shout out heavy episode. Fuck it. Shout out Daniel Mosqueda. What up, dude? Just because I felt like it.
Shout out Nasty.
Fuck it. Who the fuck
shout out the Magic Crasher.
Shout out the Magic Crasher. Fucking shout out Jay, my roommate. Fuck it.
Fuck.
Shout out my replacement, freaking Marty.
Marty the doggo.
Speaking of which, I should go grab who we're gonna do. Should we do the brief interview?
Oh God.
We'll do that next episode.
Yeah.
We'll do that interview next episode.
Next episode.
Let's get back. Let's circle back and jerk to Santa Claus real quick. Or the Santa Claus. Or the fucking...
What?
Let's blow Santa Claus.
Shout out to Ozzy Blood.
Shout out to Ozzy Blood. Fuck it.
Ozzy Blood. That's the other one I was missing.
Shout out Santa Claus. Fucking...
Shout out Satan.
Hail Satan. Hail Satan. What up, homie?
Avisatonis.
Thank you for the free will. Thank you for giving me the choice.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, we are mostly, we're just going to acknowledge it here. We're a mostly satanic podcast.
I don't claim any religion.
All right. Well, I believe we're at least one third. So. I can speak for myself. We're at least one third. Okay. Two thirds. Practicing Satan, not practicing Satanist, but believing. We believe in ourselves. That's part of love about Satanism.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's
a topic for another episode.
For sure.
Satanism, because Satanism's been getting a really bad rap lately. Mm-hmm. You know, with I've been hearing, all these child molesters are fucking Satanists.
Like, hold the fuck up. Nah, they're Catholic priests.
Yeah, you are what you eat, right?
What?
You just confused the fuck out of Lewis and I. Lewis
the Catholic Church. They're over here predators. Claiming that other people are doing things when they're the ones doing it.
Oh, yeah. They're claiming that Satanists are eating children.
Oh, when in fact they're the ones fucking...
I wasn't even talking... Well, eating children. Okay.
QAnon bullshit.
All right. That's a whole other episode. Yeah, we'll get back to that.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Let's just stick with that.
So, can we get back to talking about how fucking Santa Claus is murdered in that movie? Or are we past
that? He was straight up murdered, and nobody fucking filed charges.
How do you file charges on murdering Santa?
How do you not?
How do you file charges without a body?
Exactly.
That's corpus delicti, yeah.
Exactly. So you kind of get away with it at that point.
Well, I don't know.
And then he gets those drastic changes where his beard grows.
It's kind of like in that movie, Evan Almighty.
Yeah,
same thing.
So my question is, one of my several.
You have questions.
What's Mrs. Claus doing? Why is she not tripping that her husband all of a sudden looks different?
Maybe this was Bachelor Santa Claus. Maybe this was like...
Did he murder Santa Claus? Well, did maybe, he murder Mrs. Claus too?
No. I think this was like Santa Claus after he got all divorced because, Mrs. Claus caught him with one of the fucking reindeer in the...
Oh, yeah. You didn't know Santa fucks the reindeer?
Yeah.
Why do you think Rudolph's nose is glowing?
Hey!
It's not magic. That's an STD, homie.
I thought that was the elves that he did.
Put okay. your dick in a deer. See what happens to the nose. Also,
I'm good.
Can we acknowledge the casual flirtation with an underage elf that happens in that movie?
God. Yes.
Like,
that's exactly what I'm getting at.
Extremely creepy.
But aren't those elves like hundreds of years old? Supposedly.
Supposedly, but they look 12.
Oh, for sure.
And homie's over here like flirting with a fucking like 16-year-old elf. That's supposedly like 102.
But I mean, if she's 102, does it really matter?
I don't. It's a senior citizen at that point, right?
Which, okay, that's still creepy. You're now banging someone with an AARP card.
Oh, Jesus.
Does the North Pole have AARP?
This is like a whole new genre of porn.
Thanks for making it weird. Speaking of weird genres of porn, have you guys seen the Grinch porn?
No, and I don't want to.
Oh, my God, you should. So the Grinch bangs the Who's, and the Who's are in the fucking, like, Who face makeup, so they look like the Who's with that weird fucked up nose, and it's hilarious and uncomfortable.
That's strange.
Oh, yeah, watch weird porn.
Oh, you know what else is strange?
This podcast.
This fucking
You're
podcast.
Sitting there on Pornhub, don't take that mask off, don't take that mask off.
Oh, no, they don't, no. I don't mean, like, mask, bro, like, prosthetics over the nose, like... It looks like the Who's from the fucking Grinch movie. Like, it looks like the Who's from the Grinch movie. And like, you know, getting fucked by the Grinch, and it's awesome.
I don't want to picture that. I don't want to picture fucking Jim
You don't
Carrey's
have to. You can watch it.
Banging
I have two
Cinderella
questions.
Who.
You don't have to picture it. You can watch
I have
the whole
two
video.
Questions.
Okay, what?
Was it green and was it hairy?
Yes. It was green, but it wasn't hairy.
Okay.
Fun fact, the little girl who played Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah. She's in a death metal band.
Not a death metal band. Oh. It's like a punk band.
A punk band?
Yeah, I think
she's
it's a punk
rock band singer. Yeah. She's a rock band singer. It's dope.
She sings an alternative music.
Yeah.
Some
and
sort
it,
of
and
alternative
it's dope.
Music.
It's not bad. Like I've heard like fucking
that,
rad.
I mean, that shocked the hell out of me.
Right?
It was pretty cool, though.
It was cool
like,
as fuck.
All right, cool. Right on.
A lot of like kid actors and actresses.
They want to rebel.
Like, badass song, badass music careers, too. And a lot of them kind of rebel because a lot of them. You know, from what I've seen, it's their parents being like, you need to be an actor because their parents wanted to be an
right,
actor.
Right.
And their parents want to live vicariously through the kids. And the kid's like, fuck that. I'm going to fucking be a band member.
Do you think that's what happened?
Or in Macaulay Culkin's case, they're going to snort cocaine and go crazy.
Well, see, here's the thing. All
or
the Culkins. All the Culkins.
Or Hannah Montana. They're going to fucking.
All the Culkins are naked. Actors, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There,
you know what's
there,
crazy?
There's Kieran, there's Rory, and there's fucking
dude,
Macaulay.
Dude, there's a lot of Affleck actors, too. Well, there's like two or three.
I haven't seen all of them,
there's
but
Ben,
I know
and
all the Culkins are fucking actors.
I know Ben has a brother or like cousin with the same Affleck last name, and he's like an actor, director. Like, you've seen him. I know you've seen him. You just, you know, he's one of those actors where you're like, you don't fucking know him, but you see his face, and you're like, ah, that guy. Like, watch this. I'm going to fucking pull his face up, and you're going to be like, ah, that guy.
Like every actor for me,
it's because you don't.
If
know
it's
actors.
Not Jim Carrey, Keanu Reeves, or Johnny Depp, I'm like, who are you again?
Right. If it's not like a massive name, ready.
I thought you were referring to these actors right here.
All right, I'm all right.
Those
I'm
are the only
this,
actors
I'm
sure you
face.
Know.
I'm gonna show you this face, Lewis. Just tell me you've seen. Tell me whether or not you've seen that face.
I've seen that face.
All right, what's his name?
I don't know.
I'll tell you his last name.
Affleck?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Affleck. It's Casey.
Casey Affleck. I have heard of him.
He's a director, actor. Yeah, he's one of those guys that's like, and he tried really hard to not ride his brother's coattails, and he did fucking really well.
Well, it's like Nicolas Cage.
He's got a brother?
No, Nicolas Cage's like legal last name is Coppola.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Right.
I remember hearing about that. Right. I was watching some movie thing. I watched somebody. Oh, what did I watch? I watched someone rank every Nicolas Cage movie. It was a 30-minute video. I don't know why I decided to watch it.
Why is that a thing?
Because Nicolas Cage has been in over 100 something
Nicolas
movies.
Cage is a living meme.
Oh,
let's
my God, he's great.
Put it that way.
He is.
I had a Left 4 Dead mod where you turn on my flashlight and Nicolas Cage's face illuminates on the wall.
I almost spit my drink out.
That's fucking brilliant.
That's awesome. But yeah, no, he goes by Nicolas Cage so that he doesn't have to ride his coat to his uncle's coattails, and he's even done like work with his uncle. Like he's done, I think
he just didn't want to be accused of nepotism. So
exactly,
that's what
exactly,
it was.
Exactly.
Also, it's interesting to note where he got the last name Cage from.
I really, really hope it's fucking what I think.
Marvel Comics Luke Cage.
Not at all.
Yeah, he's a big comic book fan, and
that's why he obviously
Cage from Luke Cage.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I was thinking Smashing Pumpkins.
Despite
all my rage, I'm still just Nicolas Cage.
Get the fuck out of here!
The world is
right
a vampire.
The world is a.
I like that song. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, he's, you know, speaking of like guilty pleasures, what's your favorite horrible Nicolas Cage movie?
That's a hard one. Well,
a lot of them are really bad, right? But like,
I grew up with Gone in 60 Seconds, and I liked that one. And then National Treasure.
National Treasure. Like for me, it's got to be National Treasure. Although there's a fucking ton I haven't seen that I still want to see. Like I still have to see Wicker Man.
No. This one. Ready?
Yeah.
Face Off.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I forgot about it because it's not Nicolas Cage playing.
It's Nicolas Cage.
It's Nicolas Cage playing John Travolta while John Travolta plays Nicolas Cage, and it's fucking great.
It is the best.
There's
fucking
also
movie ever.
Another one that you should. I hate to say this, but I'm gonna say this just to save you time that you should avoid. And when I first moved into the studio, before with the studio was the studio,
right?
I stumbled across this one called Bangkok Dangerous. And I was like, I was just in the mood for an action flick. And I was like, dope, action flick, Nicolas Cage, fuck yeah, put it on. It's so fucking bad, dude.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
So don't watch it. Don't waste your time, dude. Like,
what about Adaptation?
Which one?
Adaptation?
I haven't seen that one.
I've heard of it, never watched it.
Unless you're trying to watch all of the Nicolas Cage movies. If you are, I commend you. And if you do and you listen to this podcast, call us. We want to interview you. I avoid Bangkok Dangerous. Like, you know.
See, that's the thing about Nicolas Cage. I'm so used to seeing him in, like, action movies or adventures.
When he takes on a fucking dramatic role,
I just can't. It's the same thing
like
with Jim Carrey.
Sometimes they're good.
Jim Carrey's good. But 2-1-1, like, where Nicolas Cage played that cop.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was absolutely garbage.
Another one that I didn't dig too much is one called Mom and Dad. And if you're a Shudder subscriber, you can find this one. It's a horror movie.
I'm a Shudder subscriber.
Where parents go crazy and try to kill their children. And it's billed with Nicolas Cage front and center. He's on the cover. He's in all the trailers. And then he's in about 10 minutes of the movie. Maybe 15.
Wow.
Maybe 15. So maybe 15 or 20.
Talk about a bait and switch.
Maybe 15 or 20. Yeah, and it's fucking bullshit. Like,
So, are we just going to ignore the elephant in the room here?
We've already acknowledged that you're not here.
Yeah, we already told everyone.
No. I'm talking the movies where Nicolas Cage plays a character that has a porn stash, and it happens in multiple movies, like Arsenal and Deadfall.
That man loves
sporting
that fucking porn stash. You know, at least he's not sporting a fucking pedo stash. That'd be weird.
That's why I shaved.
Yeah.
You guys know he played the lead in Into the Spider-Verse, right?
He didn't play the lead, but he did play the noir. He played Spider-Man Noir.
He was from the lead. It was the opposite.
He played Spider-Man Noir, and it's fucking one of the best roles I've seen him in, or heard him in, I guess.
Did you guys ever see that he was going to be playing Superman in a
he
Tim
should
Burton
have been
directed
Spider-Man? Yeah, Superman.
Superman
he
movie.
Should have been. Have you seen the pictures of him wearing the suit?
Yes, I have.
Oh
it's
my God, it's fucking
outrageous.
Awesome. I wish it happened. Wish it happened.
And you know, he still got paid for that.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Being
he got
an
paid.
Actor is insane.
Not 1 second of film.
But he still made
But he
his,
got paid.
That dude makes fuck you money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just loves acting. That's why he's in all these direct-to-streaming movies where, like, he's just like, fuck it, this sounds fun. And he's at that point in his career where I feel like he's like, fuck it, this sounds fun. The Mom and Dad one, for instance.
He's just taking on any role, honestly, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's your guys' absolute, what do you think is the worst Nicolas Cage movie ever?
Ghost Rider.
Actually, I didn't think that one was that bad.
It was a fun movie. Don't get me wrong.
Fun for sure, but shit. That movie was
What's his name was in that movie?
Fuck that guy.
What guy?
No, from the ranch.
I don't know who's what's his name.
What guy?
What's his face?
The guy from fucking, the ranch.
Why can't I fucking remember his name?
Who the fuck are you guys thinking of?
He played the old man that told Ghost Rider about
his... He has a very distinctive
voice.
That
guy. Yes, that guy. Wasn't that guy also in Blade?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different guy.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Sam Elliott.
Yes.
Fucking Sam Elliott. I fucking love his voice.
Oh, dude, we should get
him
on the podcast.
Okay. Speaking of Sam Elliott, have you guys seen the movie he's in called... The guy who killed, the guy who hunted Sasquatch?
No, but fuck yes, I'm watching that.
It's a long titled movie. Fuck, let me get the name of it.
You best believe we're going to be watching that right after this.
The man, okay. Okay, this is a Sam Elliott movie.
Oh, boy.
And I highly suggest you guys watch it. The only reason I watched this movie is because of the title. Okay, this title hooked me, and I watched the whole fucking thing, and it's a great movie.
Well, quick cock teasing us and just fucking tell us.
I gotta stroke it before you blow the load.
Okay.
The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then Bigfoot. Yeah.
I fucking love it. It's a classic.
I saw that and was like...
Instant classic.
All right, I gotta watch this.
Instant fucking
And then I
classic.
Watched it, and I was like, that was fucking dope.
Bigfoot cool. is still the undefeated hide and seek champion.
Cool fucking movie. Speaking of Bigfoot and movies, did you guys catch the Bigfoot cameo in
probably not.
God fucking damn it. I can't remember the Signs. Did you guys catch the Bigfoot cameo in Signs?
Dude, I haven't watched that since fucking
what?
Yeah.
Forever.
You know the last time I watched that I was still in high school, right?
Yeah, I was in high school too.
Yeah.
So there's a quick there's a brief moment in Signs. You've all seen it. It was in all the trailers. As soon as I describe this moment to you, you're gonna remember it. But when the sign when the aliens
movie.
First hit and they're showing the news brief and there's the guy filming randomly in Mexico and you see the alien, he's in an alleyway and you see the alien walk from behind one wall. Cross the alleyway to behind the other wall when he's just walking and he looks over at the camera. I hope as I describe that you guys can picture that. The manner in which he walks, they mirrored from the quote-unquote Bigfoot footage. And that's supposed to be, cameo of Bigfoot. He kind of was like, I'm going to use
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong?
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
I think it's M. Night Shyamalan.
It's
but
M. Night Shyamalan, but I don't like I like saying Shyamalan Ding Dong.
M. Night Shangri-La?
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. Yeah. So there's
I'm surprised Matt hasn't chimed in already and been like, well, actually, it's M. Night Shyamalan.
That was my weirdo.
No. I wasn't a huge fan of his stuff.
A fucking weirdo.
He has a lot of movies that are hit and miss for me.
He leaned too hard into the twist thing.
Like, I think The Village, I tried to watch that and I was like, I don't feel like I ever want to watch one of these guys' movies again.
Well, you got
to
go into those movies understanding that there's going to be a fucking... No, that there's going to be a fucking massive twist.
Massive twist after it drags on for an hour or two.
And that fucked him over. Because he had... Some of his first movies, you know, where the fucking Signs, fucking the ghost one, where there was those massive twists, he became known as the twist guy, and then he tried to lean into that and he tried to be the twist guy, and he shouldn't have done that. He should have just done his thing, but studio mandates and all that shit. I fucking hate the way studios fuck directors and fuck writers over. He tried to be the twist guy and it fucked him over.
Let's talk about his best film, though. My opinion, his best film, Last Airbender.
Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. We're going to go ahead and log off now. Lewis is no longer part of the show.
And the worst Nicolas Cage movie is Deadfall?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
You want to see him totally unhinged? Watch that.
Well, there's that one movie that was turned into the meme, The Last Vampire, I think. it's called, or I where he's so. Like he's a vampire, and that's the one that like blew him up into meme culture, where he's got that like, crazy look in his face, and that's where he kind of became the, like, back in the early aughts, that's when he started to become the meme, because that's when that one came out. That's the one I still want to see, and I haven't seen.
Yes. Hey, I think now would be a good time to wrap it up.
Did you bring with a body bag?
Did you bring condoms to wrap it up? Oh, wow. We're all thinking about a different kind of wrap, aren't we?
You're taking this completely in a different
you
direction.
You guys use condoms? I have to go to fucking whatchamacallit and get, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods and get baseball bags.
Motherfucker, I obviously
that
don't wear
joke
condoms.
Joke would have been way better if you didn't stutter.
Yeah,
it's quite obvious.
I was
going to
say Sports Chalet, but they're closed.
Yeah.
Quite obvious.
You guys can use condoms all you want. I use trash bags.
Oh, wow.
How else are you supposed to suffocate her to death?
Oh, Jesus
what?
Christ.
What?
Wait till.
What? Wait till who catches this?
Oh, man.
Wow, Matt. You usually I'm the one who fucks it up. Now you're going to have to edit that out yourself.
You got some editing to do.
Just a little
I'm
bit.
Editing that.
You better.
You better write it down and tell me when.
You fucking said it, motherfucker.
What am I editing out?
Exactly. What everyone's questioning.
I hope you guys enjoyed this fucking completely random episode of Matt's Not Here. Make sure you catch us back here next Monday on another episode of Matt's Not Here.
Make sure you join the cult.
Make sure you join the cult on Facebook. That's
Cult
of
MNH. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at
Matt's Not Here
podcast. And if you're going to join the cult on Facebook, you might as well follow us on Facebook.
At Matt's Not
Matt's
Here.
Not Here.
And then fuck Twitter.
And then Patreon, of course. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's only $3.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we guys are
on to
Patreon. It's only $3 a month. Go to Patreon. Look us up. It's Matt's
Not Here
podcast.
If you like this content, you're
going
to like that content even
oh,
more.
Oh, my God. If you like this content, you're going to love the Patreon content.
Yep. If you feel like this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you check out our TikTok Patreon. As well.
Oh, yeah. We have a TikTok that we post too.
One of those things.
That
yeah.
we forget about all the time.
It's whatever.
It's what's our TikTok, Matt Lewis?
Matt's Not Here podcast.
There you go. We're Matt's Not Here podcast on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If it's not Matt's Not Here podcast, it's Matt's Not Here. And if it's not Matt's Not Here, it's not us. Ooh. That sounded better in my head.
So don't accept the imitations. Go for the genuine item. That's us.
Matt's not here.
So for yep. Matt's Not Here, this is Lewis.
This is Brett.
And this is Matt,
and
who's
we,
really not here.
Oh, shit. And we are
Matt's not here.
Your third favorite podcast.